My name is Patrick Heyman. Welcome to School of Nursing, Palm Beach Atlantic University. Welcome to Pathophysiology Pharmacology 1. All right, so let's go over the syllabus. Pathophysiology Pharmacology 1. You can read the course description if you like. You can read the course objectives if you like. But let's skip to the next page. All right, course textbooks. The main textbook for this course is Laney, Pharmacology for Nursing Care. It's one of the best textbooks you'll ever read. Assuming you buy it and open it, which I highly recommend that you do. The next one is Medical Surgical Nursing, which if you make it past this class, you'll be using when you get to Medical Surgical Nursing in the fall. So I highly recommend that if you plan on passing, that you would consider buying this textbook and also cracking it open. It's also a very good textbook. Then we also have Lori Garrett, The Coming Plague. This little guy can be used for swatting flies, or you can use it to get extra credit in the course. So in the summer, it's a little bit tougher because of the accelerated schedule, but what you can do is as we go along, you're going to be reading different chapters. You only have to read 7 of them for this course, and then you'll comment on them online on eCollege. So I'll make sure that everyone has an eCollege login so you can get your extra credit. You'd be surprised at how few people actually take me up on this extra credit offer. I don't understand why, but every year, maybe 3 or 4 people do, and that's it. So, in order to get all of the extra credit, which is up to 5% of your final grade, you have to do all 7 chapters. If you do half the chapters, you'll get half the credit, although it's an odd number of chapters, so you'd actually get like slightly less than, you can't do half a chapter. So, you get to decide whether you're going to go 4, 3, 7, whatever. The more you do, the more credit you get. Now, why is that important? Well, this is a very tough class. There's a lot of material. And we also expect you to do a fairly high level of comprehension and understanding. So, is anyone familiar with Bloom's taxonomy of learning outcomes? No? Well, we get to learn something new already. Now, Bloom had this idea that there are different levels of learning. And so, at different levels of learning objectives, the very lowest one we have is we call knowledge or recall. So this is like when you had a test where you had to write down all 50 states and their capitals. You just had to dump it out on the page. If you remembered it, you're good. Now, a lot of high school learning is that kind of very low-level memorization. The next thing we have is understanding or comprehension. So it's not enough just to have it memorized. We also have to have it understood so that you know what you've memorized and you can kind of explain it. So that would be the second level. The third level is something we call analysis. So now you've got it recalled, you've got it understood, and now you can apply it. So you can do something with it. So we call that analysis and application. Then the next level is synthesis. So what we're going to do is we're going to build something new. So this is what we actually require you to move up into in this course. It's not enough just to memorize the lab values. It's not enough just to be able to go, well, that lab value is high, this person has high level of this. It's not enough just to go, okay, well, this is high, and this is the normal level, this is high, and so the patient should have these kinds of symptoms. The next thing we have to do is actually look at the patient. Do they have these symptoms? What does it mean? So that's kind of where we're building a picture together. So it's a very tough class because you have to get through all those levels in a very short time. We'll try and do our best to help you along with some learning exercises. There's no busy work in this course, but there are some fun quizzes that you'll have to take and some fun tests. All right, so now, why do you want to do that 5%? Well, we just told you part of it. Now, look at the grading scale. I think it's on the next page, actually. What's a 94?
A minus.
What's a 90? Not even an A minus, not even a B plus. It's kind of a rough grading scale. So that's the other reason why you might want to take advantage of that 5%. All right. Any questions about the grading scale itself? All right. So let's go back to the things that you'll need in this course. There's some lab stuff that you can use. We have a computer lab. It's got the visible human dissector if you need to brush up on your anatomy. It's very difficult to understand what's going on in this class and in health assessment if you don't have a good understanding of anatomy. So if you need some brush up or you just want some extra help, it's a very good resource. There's a ProCalc. Now, in this course, we're not going to do that much math. And I'm going to expect that you already know how to do it. The only math that's required is really 7th grade pre-algebra stuff. Maybe a little bit of 9th grade algebra 1. But you will be expected to be able to apply some basic math. And I'll put those on quizzes, so you'll have lots of time to figure them out. The quizzes are take-home, by the way. We don't do them in class. So you have time to figure them out on your own if you've forgotten how to do 7th grade math. But you can also use ProCalc software. You can actually log in from home. You don't have to be in the computer lab if you'd like to take advantage of that. So recommend that if you have some trouble with math, that you go over some of those problems and begin working up your math skills. Now, how many of you have ever ridden a bike?
Yesterday.
Okay. Now, it's just like riding a bike. You never forget. That's not true with math. With math, if you don't use it, it's gone. Yeah, I took calculus in college, and then I stopped taking it. 2 years later, I was going to tutor someone, and I'm like, I don't really remember anything. Yeah, so you begin losing your math skills at a very quick pace. Some of you, the last time you did math was in 9th, 10th grade. So if you need the help, go ahead and use it. And then we have some software for nurses. It's part of the ProCalc package. There are some scenarios that you can use that will help you with acid-base balance, help you with electrolytes, and also help you with, acid-base balance. So I would recommend that you might want to take a look at those as well. As far as the course requirements go, come to class, pay attention. If you can pass the course without coming to class, that's fine. But most people find it hard to do. So I'd recommend that you come to class and pay attention. As far as the grading goes, we're going to have 8 quizzes that'll be online, 2% for each quiz. And then we will have a midterm and a final exam. And that's pretty much it, other than the extra credit. Now, the reason why it's like that is because we only have 2 credits. There's just not a lot of time to waste on taking a lot of tests and exams. Now, the quizzes that are online, you can take them in a group, you can take them by yourself, you can take them as many times as you like. I will record your final grade in that quiz. So, it makes sense to try and get 100% or very close to it. As far as attendance goes, it's required, you should do it. All right, that's pretty much it. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell us when our midterm and final is?
Okay, flip the page. Now, I sent you a syllabus last week. Did everyone get that syllabus?
No.
Did anyone not get the syllabus? I didn't send it to you. Okay, so everyone else got the syllabus? Okay, there's a couple changes since then, and it just has to do with course sequencing. The first thing we're going to do is the introduction. That's the same. But then we're going to go directly into neuro and neuro drugs. That'll be the unit 2. Then we'll do inflammation, and then we'll do pain. And then cancer is going to be at the end of the course. So it's a little bit different than what you got, and I think it's a better sequence overall. All right. Are there any questions about the course sequence? You also have the class readings. So it should be fairly straightforward. All right.
Does this go by days or?
Units. Yes. A unit is a week, and a week is a day for us. So
this is like
Yeah. Okay. So each day you've got something new. So it's going to be covered very, very quickly. So I hope you take advantage of those Fridays off to study. Yeah, that'd be fun. All right. Are there any other questions? It depends on what kind of person you are as far as learning goes. If it helps you to have those already, bring them.
And it goes by the name that you have?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So actually, you don't have the first one. So, or you have the first one, but you don't have tomorrow's. So I'll give that to you so you have it for tomorrow. I'd recommend that you at least look over the PowerPoints before you come, because it'll give you an idea of what we'll be talking about, so you won't be completely lost, only half lost. Is there a question?
Just the date for the midterm.
Date for the midterm will be week 8, which is Thursday next week. Yeah, you'll be halfway done by then. And the final will be 2 weeks after that day. It's summer school. What do you expect? Yeah. Okay, so let me back up. This is a very accelerated course. Okay. All right. So those of you who took the course in the spring, you're going, whew.